The disaster at Fukushima is also causing power shortages in some parts of Japan. That's not the case in Osaka, hundreds of miles away. There's plenty of electricity there, but Osaka is cutting back. As Sonia Narang reports, the city, known for its bright neon lights, is pulling the plug in a show of solidarity.
As the sun goes down over Osaka's Dotonbori district, office workers, young people, and tourists gather on the famed Ebisu Bridge. Massive neon displays usually light up the night. This part of town is thought to have inspired scenes from the movie Blade Runner. But today, the atmosphere here is a lot more subdued. Osaka didn't face power outages like other parts of Japan, but the bright lights are off. Even Osaka's Glicoman billboard, which shows a man running on a track, has gone dark. It's Osaka's equivalent of a flag being lowered to half-mast. Kotaro Kobayashi works for a local TV news station. Since the earthquake hit eastern Japan, we're trying to restrain ourselves, he says. In the current climate, being loud and flashy is not appropriate. The practice of self-restraint is known as jishuku in Japanese. It has become commonplace here in recent days. Many have expressed a desire to cut back consumption when so many of their countrymen in the tsunami-ravaged northeast are suffering. Osaka's Ebisu Bridge is packed with a group of volunteers collecting written messages of support for survivors. One of the volunteers, Takako Kamada, says this is a time of sadness for the entire country.
If there's something terribly wrong in the country, we want to show our grief. So we do things like we cut down on electricity to express our feelings of pain. If there are people who are sad in Japan, we want to have the same feelings they're having.
After the earthquake and tsunami, people far from the affected regions began reducing their power use. They thought they could send electricity to those facing shortages. That turned out to be wrong, but many have continued to conserve. That urge to sacrifice is part of Japanese culture, says Kensuke Suzuki, an associate professor of sociology at Kwansei Gakuen University near Osaka.
The rationale for cutting back on electricity is connected to the Japanese idea of gaman, which means to tolerate a painful situation. Japanese people willingly put themselves through hardship because they believe if they tough it out now, things will get better for them in the future.
Even Osaka's 24/7 convenience stores, known for their high wattage neon signs, have shut off exterior lights. Minoru Inayama owns this daily Yamazaki store.
Our headquarters told us it's a good idea to conserve electricity. We can't just think we don't have to worry about what's happening elsewhere in Japan. I think we should help with whatever we can, even if it's a little bit.
And no one wants to be criticized for acting like it's business as usual. Still, some say Osaka shouldn't come to a standstill. College student Aya Yamada and her friend buy crepes from a kiosk near Dotonbori. Yamada says she'd like to help in whatever way she can, but she thinks people here should carry on with their lives.
If we continue with our daily activities, it will encourage people in the affected areas to become more positive and show them that everything is going to be okay.
And there may be a downside to all this restraint, says Kotaro Kobayashi. I understand the current mood, but if we don't resume normal activities, he says, the economy could suffer, and that won't help anyone. For the world, I'm Sonia Narang, Osaka.
We've got images of Osaka, convenience stores and all, with the lights on and the lights off. They're at theworld.org.